This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not such a great day for the president of this great nation. President Biden had more disastrous news from new polling. There's a brand new poll that asks about his leadership of the economy, and less than 20% of Democrats, believe that the economy is doing even fairly well right now. Overwhelmingly think we're headed in the wrong direction. That's Democrats, and let alone Republicans. Very, very few Republicans who believe that President Biden's leadership has helped our economy. What does that all mean? What does it mean for the presidential race? Well, we will get to that. We'll also be talking to Peter Coy, of the New York Times, who actually looks at a question of why is it that people are so incredibly negative, even about the better news that you can get on the economy, like the growth rate of 4.9% and the unemployment rate of 3.9%. And there are some numbers that look pretty good. So what's going on? We will get to that with Peter Coy coming up this hour. Before President Biden faces any of that, he has to face this upcoming summit meeting where he's going with other world leaders. They're meeting the Asian Pacific Economic Council. They're meeting together in San Francisco. And they'll be sure to wear flowers in their hair.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're
I was thinking, should they rewrite the song that if you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some garbage in your hair? I don't know. They're cleaning up the streets of San Francisco. And apparently they're finding other accommodations in far removed from downtown where they're going to be doing the summit meeting with an estimated 20,000 people coming from out of town. And Governor Newsom, of course, who is conducting his own quiet campaign, not so quiet all the time, for president, he talked about cleaning up the city all spick and span. You know, you wonder, are they going to take Xi Jinping to Chinatown? Wouldn't be a completely strange detour. But in any event, Governor Newsom had this to say about the cleanup of San Francisco.
Folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true, because it's true. But it's also true, for months and months and months prior to APEC, we've been having different conversations.
Okay, well, good. The conversations leading to clearing away tents and more. There was a piece by Colin Rugg pasted on X about how the San Francisco homeless population has miraculously gone missing as President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are set to meet in the liberal city. Remarkable. The typical drug addicts and homeless who wander the city like zombies have disappeared as 20,000 people are expected to visit San Francisco thanks to the APEC summit. The New York Post says sources have told them that the homeless are being herded out to other areas of the city. Moo. They start clear. That was a moo. They started clearing the tents earlier this week, and there is definitely a lot more police presence, said one happy resident. The resident also explained that the city appeared to have the capability to do this all along, but they refused. They cleared out the tents that were near the Moscone Center on Howard Street, know exactly where that is, which tells me the city had the capability to do this all along. What we need is a permanent solution, another resident said. They are just essentially herding the problem around, but offering no long-term solutions. I don't know if these tents will be in physical view during APEC, but it will be virtually impossible to eliminate all of that. Congressman Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin had this to say about the San Francisco cleanup. He is one of the congressional experts on the Chinese regime and the Chinese Communist Party. Listen.
Well, let's start with Newsom. That's too ridiculous to let go by uncommented. But for years, San Francisco residents have had to put up with rampant homelessness, open-air drug use, assaults, and feces-lined streets, all in the name of some twisted progressive notion of equity. But suddenly, when a genocidal communist dictator comes to town, the ideas of equity suddenly vanish and the streets get cleaned up.
Point.
That's very weird. What kind of message does that send? It means California politicians like Gavin Newsom know San Francisco is an embarrassment and they don't care about their residents. They only care about impressing Xi Jinping. If it weren't so sad, it would actually be funny. And, of course, Newsom just went to Beijing to preach the gospel of climate change. It was a very ridiculous trip. And I fear that some of the reason we're seeing this softening of Biden's approach on China is actually because he fears these ambitious progressive politicians like Newsom, who obviously want his job.
Okay, I'm not sure it's necessarily just that. This should remind people of what happened here in Seattle, where they had a headline, Seattle clears large encampment in SoDo, that's south of downtown, denies timing with All-Star Game. Yeah, sure. Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell's office asserts the city has made no extra effort whatever to clear homeless encampments before the MLB All-Star Game on Tuesday, but the streets along SoDo outside of the stadium, areas that tents and RVs usually occupy, no longer have people living on them. In their place, concrete blocks and no parking signs prohibiting vehicles from parking there until July 11th, the day of the All-Star Game. On Thursday morning, city staff removed an encampment near Holgate, a block from the Mariners' rideshare lot, that will open Saturday. The city said that out of 24 people staying in the encampment, 7 accepted the city's offer of shelter. 50 RVs parked there either left before Thursday morning or were towed. The point is, at least cleaning up, whether you're cleaning up for the powerful leaders of Major League Baseball, whether you're cleaning up for Shohei Ohtani because the Mariners are trying to sign him, they'd like him to have a good view of the city. Or if you're cleaning up for a genocidal communist dictator, as Mike Gallagher described Xi Jinping, what it shows is you can make progress on this. And there is an amazing piece about how they made progress in the wrong direction in another Western city, West Coast city, Portland, and are now trying to correct that disaster. Speaking of disasters, what about these new poll numbers for Joe Biden and the conviction that Americans had that Bidenomics, that's right, Bidenomics has made life worse for the overwhelming majority of Americans? We'll get to that with Peter Coy coming up from the New York Times on the MedVed Show.
Michael MedVed.
I'm listening to everything you say.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show. We'll be right back.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here you go again.
And on the Michael Medved Show, always a pleasure to welcome Peter Coy, who has been writing about economics, business, and finance for the opinion section of the New York Times for many years, writing for many of the most prestigious business publications in the country. And he was recently written a very important piece that says America needs a serious talk about how to shrink its deficits. Maybe it even needs more than talk. It needs some action. Before we get to that, Peter, The latest on the Mike Johnson plan, which is looking like it stands a good chance to help avoid a government shutdown on over the weekend. Is that what people are saying now, Peter?
Yeah, how good of a chance, I couldn't put a percentage on it, but at least it's a plan. You know, plan beats no plan, as Tim Geithner used to say. The idea would be to have a continuing resolution that would keep the government going into January for part of the government, and then another part into February, sort of splitting up the problem so it doesn't have to be solved in one fell swoop. There are people in conservative Republicans who don't like the idea. The White House also doesn't like the idea, so predictably attacks from both directions. And there's only a few days left to work this out. The House might vote on this plan as soon as tomorrow. So we could know very soon if this is going to happen or not.
And do you think there's a chance that Moody, for instance, would take back its downgrade of our credit rating if they actually
They did not actually do the downgrade. What they did is they put it on watch for a possible downgrade, to put it on negative watch. So they could change their minds and say, you know, we're taking it off negative watch. But on the other hand, this even if a shutdown is avoided, it's hard to say that things are looking good in terms of the policy-making apparatus in Washington.
Well, you have a devastating new poll on Biden showing that only 18% of Democrats said they have become somewhat better off financially since Biden took office in January of 2021. People feel that the economy is in terrible shape, whatever the numbers say. They experience that, you say, because of inflation. But the real concern that you sound the alarm on is this deficit. What was striking to me was there was one candidate for president who actually addressed the deficit last Wednesday night. And you may have noticed because she stood out, not just because she was the only woman on stage.
Yeah. I think you need to separate it into short-term versus long-term. In the short-term, the inflation looms much larger as a problem, although high prices loom large. This is what I talked about in my newsletter that you cited, Michael. If prices go up a lot, but then they flatten out at a high level for several months, an economist would say no inflation, no monthly inflation. Whereas a member of the general public would say, I don't care that prices have not continued to rise. The fact is they're very high, and I call that inflation. And certainly on a year-over-year basis it is. So a little bit economists and the general public talking past each other, but that's sort of a current problem. Whereas when we're talking about the deficits, this is more of like termites in the woodwork, where it's not imminently harming us day to day, but it's something you got to address eventually, and the sooner the better.
Well, because of the high interest rates, which goes along with the inflation, payment of interest on the national debt would begin taking up like the majority of our economy, or very close to it, the majority of our budget.
Well, that would be a while before we got to a majority, but if you just look at the increase in the interest rate expenses of the federal government, it's gone up 91% since the second quarter of 2020. That's a combination of big deficits, but even more so the increase in interest rates, so the debt costs more to pay on.
So what do we have to deal with? Nikki Haley, who I was describing before, has talked about increasing the retirement age under Social Security for young people who are just beginning to pay into Social Security. Right. Would something like that be enough, or that's just part of what's going to have to be a sweeping solution?
Right. I thought she was rather brave to say that. I saw her say that. I watched the debate. It's, to me, if you are going to increase the Social Security age, which seems appropriate, you need to couple it with a more generous allowances for disability, because people who work in strenuous blue-collar jobs really may not be able to continue to work as long as somebody with a desk job like mine. So I think it's only fair that you adjust the working age to the strenuousness of the job.
And what else? Are we going to need to see a reduction in benefits or an increase in taxes or a little bit of both along the edges?
Well, frankly, an increase in retirement age is a decrease in benefits. And there are other ideas. Changing the inflation adjustment is another one you hear a lot. Raising the amount of income that is subject to Social Security taxes is another one that's a tax. So Medicare, there are also ideas. The best would be things that do something fundamental. For example, if we could reduce the rising cost of health care, that would be something that nobody's going to complain about if it could be done through greater efficiency. But there will be some pain felt. And the idea is you want to kind of get a start now so the pain doesn't come in one fell swoop, that it's parceled out over time so more generations share it.
What you're talking about with some of the numbers that you refer to in your column about a serious talk about how to shrink our deficits, what is one more crucial step that could be taken by a future government to shrink our deficit?
Not everybody who listens to your broadcast will want to hear me say it, but I think an increase in taxes has to be part of the solution. Not the full solution, but part of it. And, you know, we're an aging society. We have high expenses. And if that's what has to happen to keep us from getting deeper and deeper into debt, well, so be it. And the increases could be aimed more at the high end, but I think the general middle class would probably have to bear some of the burden too.
Peter Coy, read his material posted at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu mentioning on NBC's Meet the Press there could be a potential deal underway for the release of more hostages held by Hamas.
We weren't close at all until we started the ground operation. We heard that there's an impending deal of this kind or of that kind, and then we learned that it was all hokum. It was nothing.
Hamas is estimated to be holding about 240 hostages. Marianne Trump Berry, the oldest sister of former President Donald Trump and a former federal judge, has died at the age of 86. She was reportedly discovered in her Fifth Avenue apartment about 4 this morning after a call of a person in cardiac arrest. There were no signs of trauma or foul play. The U.S. Supreme Court is implementing a formal code of ethics in an endeavor to enhance public confidence in the judiciary. The move comes in response to Democrats advocating for ethics reforms, prompted by revelations of justices accepting expensive gifts. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a special free, no obligation, no money at all involved or changing hands here. Just some information changing hands. You can subscribe today to our brand new Substack newsletter, Michael Medved's Context, placing today's big events in the perspective of our past and future. Just go to Michael Medved's Substack, michaelmedved.substack.com, and sign up today. Completely free, it's fresh, and it is totally uncensored. Two brand new items up there today. One, a piece on a smart and distinctive strategy in the GOP debate we saw last week. Strategy by which candidate? No, not the candidates, by the people on the panel and the way they set up the questions. Actually, what I thought they did, which they don't do normally in debates, is they went for an entire round asking all five of the questions, all five of the participants, the same question, which allows you to really compare them and how they're doing. There's also a brand new audio of a very revealing interview with the governor of New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, who has been rumored to be one of the potential candidates who might work with No Labels. I don't think he will. You can hear the interview with Chris Sununu, who is very insightful about the politics of his own home state, where he's been elected to four terms as governor, and basically, in one of those terms, he got the highest total for any statewide candidate in the history of New Hampshire. Anyway, he's up there at Substack. It's michaelmedved.substack.com. Sign up today for our free newsletter. Okay, this news which is just bizarre. And I'm sure we'll find out more about it as time goes on. But Peter Ducey reporting for Fox News about a bizarre shootout involving the Secret Service, yep, the people who are supposed to be protecting the president, get involved in a shootout in D.C. And what was it about? It was about thieves trying to carjack their vehicle. Listen, this is clip 19.
The carjacking and car stealing problem in Washington, D.C. has now extended to somebody with Secret Service protection. At 11:58 p.m. last night in Georgetown, which is about a mile and a half from where we're standing right now, Secret Service officers were assigned to protect Naomi Biden, that's President Biden's granddaughter, Hunter Biden's daughter, opened fire at three people who were trying to steal one of the Secret Service vehicles. We don't know exactly what kind of a car this was, but according to the Secret Service, who just sent us a statement, Secret Service agents encountered possibly three individuals breaking a window on a parked and unoccupied government vehicle. During the encounter, a federal agent discharged a service weapon, and it is believed no one was struck. The offenders immediately fled the scene in a red vehicle, and a regional lookout was issued to supporting units. That means that somebody tried to steal a Secret Service car from the agents that were protecting the president's granddaughter, and they got away. They're still out there this morning.
This is bizarre. And if the Secret Service can't protect the vehicle that they're traveling around in, how are they supposed to protect the president's granddaughter? And look, I don't begrudge however one may feel about Naomi's father, Hunter. And, of course, it's very tough to look up to Hunter Biden. I mean, he's a rather shameful, sleazy character. But for goodness sake, the Secret Service actually letting off gunfire because they are going to be carjacked. And in October, just a couple of weeks ago, Henry Cuellar, who is a Democratic representative, a moderate Democrat from Texas, he was carjacked by three armed attackers less than a mile from the Capitol. And then back in February of this year, Angie Craig, who's another Democratic member of Congress from Minnesota, was attacked in her Washington, D.C. apartment building. And one of the most important things for Congress to do, and it should be an issue in the elections upcoming all over the country, is look, this is the federal city. This is the capital of the United States. If we can't improve the safety on the streets in Washington, D.C., I mean, what happens when you try to do something if Xi Jinping comes to town? And San Francisco, they can clean up a little bit. And now it seems more difficult, more challenging than ever to clean up the nation's capital. And by the way, it's not just cleaning up the crime on the streets. There's this bizarre thing that Trump delivered in New Hampshire. And there's actually quite a fuss about this being made in The Hill, a piece by Miranda Nazzaro. And Ronald McDaniel, the chairman of the Republican National Committee, the titular head of the Republican Party nationwide, was on NBC's Meet the Press. And Kristen Welker asked McDaniel if she was comfortable with the language being used by the former president. What language? Well, the language that sounded like this.
Today, especially in honor of our great veterans on Veterans Day, we pledge to you that we will root out the communists, Marxists, fascists, and the radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country, that lie and steal and cheat on elections, and will do anything possible. They'll do anything whether legally or illegally, to destroy America and to destroy the American dream. The real threat is not from the radical right. The real threat is from the radical left, and it's growing every day, every single day. The threat from outside forces is far less sinister, dangerous, and grave than the threat from within. Our threat is from within, because if you have a capable, competent, smart, tough leader, Russia, China, North Korea, they're not going to want to play with us. And they didn't. Despite the hatred and anger of the radical left lunatics who want to destroy our country, we will make America great again. Thank you, New Hampshire.
Okay, the use of the term vermin, he also put these same words, which makes it look like they were written out in advance, up on his Truth Social account. So the term vermin, when you're trying to make your political opponents not only evil, that they are bound and determined to destroy America, but making them into, are they mice or rats? I guess vermin can be both. But and to say on Veterans Day, this is his message, that in honor of our great veterans on Veterans Day, we pledge to you that we will root out the communist, Marxist, fascist, and radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country. What does root them out mean exactly? We will get back to the question of what it means when they even speak to the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, on a potential hostage deal. Coming up on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved.
Keep going. Don't ever stop.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, they had huge demonstrations in Europe. And believe it or not, they were on both sides of the issue of the war in Gaza. More than 100,000 demonstrators in Paris and cities across France took to the streets yesterday to show their solidarity with the country's Jews and to deplore anti-Semitic acts that have multiplied across the nation since Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7th. The marches were called by the leaders of both houses of the French Parliament, the Senate and the National Assembly, and unfolded under gray skies, mostly without incident, with 3,000 police officers in Paris alone patrolling the route. The marches in France came a day after a huge pro-Palestinian protest in London that police said involved about 300,000 people. The photographs of the Paris march were remarkable because they had a front line that included former prime ministers, former presidents of France. President Sarkozy was there and President Hollande. Those are two very different parties. And seeing French people united on something like that, that's a positive development. There was also the ability of Nikki Haley to articulate some of the foreign policy challenges of the United States, which she did very well at the debate. And she was also on Fox News over the weekend, and she said this about foreign policy. This is clip six.
Focus on who's supporting who. It is interesting that the Taiwanese, they want the West to help Ukraine. Why? Because they know if Ukraine wins, then China won't invade Taiwan and we won't have to deal with that. There's a reason that, you know, the Ukrainians want us supporting Israel. Why? Because they know if Iran wins, Russia wins, and they don't want to do that. Everybody else sees this unholy alliance except for Americans. Americans have their head in the sand. If we do this right in Ukraine and Israel, we won't have to deal with China. China's watching every bit of it, and they fear America that stands by her friends.
Okay, and I think that's emphatically true, and it's a point that she makes well. She also, on Fox News, talked about her own situation, and this is before Tim Scott had, I think, suspended his campaign. Opening up a real shot for Nikki Haley to do well in a state where she was governor for two terms. Here she is about her position, which is surging in the polls. This is clip seven.
How long will you stay in and fight?
It's so ridiculous. We are surging in the polls. Not only are we surging in the polls, if you look in the swing states, it shows that we beat Biden by 10 to 13 points. We are now second place in Iowa, second place in New Hampshire, second place in South Carolina. There are no other candidates that are going to be getting in the race because now it's got too late. We have plenty of money that we're going to be on TV with, and you're going to see that we're going to be strong not just in Iowa. We're going to be strong in Iowa. We're going to be strong in New Hampshire. We're going to be strong in South Carolina because we spent our money well. We've got great ground games in every one of those states, and we're going to keep surging. You've got Trump that's flatlined. You've got DeSantis that's falling in polls, and we continue to go up. We've had a great last debate. We had we raised $1 million in 24 hours past the debate, and we're going to go work hard to earn every Iowan, every Granite Stater, and every South Carolinian vote because we have a country to save.
And we have a country to save is right, especially when you consider some of the other candidates for president. This is clip 10, Jeremy. Presidential hopeful Cornel West, he's going to be running as an independent. He he gets a bit passionate in a speech about Israel in an event outside the United Nations building. This is Cornel West, who wants to be President of the United States.
Years have been terrorized, traumatized, and hated, and we dish out love warriors and freedom fighters every generation, which means that we stand in solidarity with anybody who's occupied, anybody who's subjugated, anybody who's exploited, and that's why we focus on Gaza at this moment, because a genocidal attack is taking place.
Yeah.
10,000 dead and 4,000 precious children. And don't let anybody tell you that because you love Palestinians and Palestinian babies that you hate somebody else. It just doesn't follow what our brothers are. We don't hate Jewish brothers. We don't hate Jewish sisters. We don't hate Jewish siblings. We loathe, we hate a vicious Israeli occupation. We loathe and we hate a vicious siege against Gaza. And the least we can do at this moment of overwhelming vulgarity is have a ceasefire. And yet you got these cowards in Washington, D.C. talking about a humanitarian pause. Please get off the crack pipe. Wake up. See the humanity of precious Palestinian brothers and sisters. And the American Empire has the nerve in this building to veto a humanitarian pause with our precious Palestinian brothers and sisters being bombed. What kind of country are we? What kind of people are we? And we send a message to Palestinian brothers and sisters and siblings in Gaza, you are not forgotten. We see you. We focus on you. We give attention to you. And it doesn't mean that we're not concerned with our indigenous brothers and sisters here.
Okay. When he talks about the Israeli occupation, What kind of occupation has there been in Gaza since 2005? None. They even in the prior wars against Hamas, all of which Hamas started by launching rockets into Israel. I mean, this is craziness. And by the way, is he competing with Jill Stein for the fringe pro-Palestinian vote, the pro-Hamas vote? And they have a piece in the Wall Street Journal. It's a very useful piece that puts together all kinds of numbers. But it shows that third-party candidates can make a gigantic difference in elections. And they have, for instance, the big year for third-party candidates recently, which was 2016. That allowed President Trump to win because you had Jill Stein running as the Green Party candidate. You had a strong libertarian ticket with the governor of New Mexico and the former governor of Massachusetts on that ticket, both former Republicans. And they even have a piece in the Hill, Jill Stein adds to Biden's 2024 problems. President Biden already facing dismal approval numbers and multiple liberals looking to replace him. Got more unwelcome news this week with the entry of Jill Stein into the 2024 presidential race. Stein, who announced Thursday that she would seek the Green Party nomination for the second time, is considered a fringe and intrusive figure to many Democrats who think she played the part of spoiler. Well, she did. To former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's White House campaign against former President Trump. See, the difficulty, that was a race like this one, where nobody particularly liked Hillary Clinton. There was a small, dedicated group who liked President Trump, but it wasn't anything like a majority. There was a negative view of both of those candidates for president. All I have to do is think of Remember the Debates. And what you take a look at is looking, going back to all of the presidential races of this century, there was Ralph Nader had a strong campaign, and in 2000, 3.7% of the vote went to third-party candidates. But in 2016, it was 6% of the total vote went to third-party candidates. And that made a difference in the crucial swing states. How will it play? Where will the votes for Cornel West, if any, come from? That remains to be seen for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.